Discorder, that free magazine from CITR, has been documenting the best in music, arts, and culture since 1983. Let's see what one man of prestige has to say about Discorder.
What up, though? This is Big Snoop Dogg, and I fucks with Discorder magazine. How about that?
Smoke weed every day. Pick up a copy around Vancouver or fuck with Discorder online at discorder.ca.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Nisiyam, Nisiyaya, Thikum Queen Ansep, Hydra CM, Nisiyam, Nisiyaya, and the Skakuya, Talitin, Homasque Mustail.
Liveband.com is Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar. New shows are added daily by the city's most active promoters, musicians, and by the driving force of the music scene, the fans. Liveband.com's listings are different because they are integrated with profiles updated by bands and business owners as they promote upcoming events. Check out the archives to see how closely we've worked within the community to put on the shows you love. Visit livemusicvancouver.com for the latest independent and major label event listings. Liveband.com, Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar.
See, that is a characteristic audio advertisement. And, you know, I get to think about justice again. I get taken back in time. This odd quality music has the capacity to carry you back through the waves of the future, which seem to press invariably onwards, and instead allow you to, for a moment, visit those older pastures. That one small, brief moment when justice was cool and not bad. Yeah, so I guess anyhow, moving away from that, this is Cue It Up on CITR 101.9 FM right now, broadcasting live from unceded Coast Salish Musqueam territory. Not entirely sure what today's show is going to look like, but I have some tracks. I suppose it won't look like anything. And hold on, my foot's just smacking a power box with that, you know, awareness, cognition, sensing the world around you, and indigo children. These are the themes propelling today's program, about empathetic, extrasensory connections, and what does it mean to have those empathetic powers, often psychic in nature, in a world that is suffused with data and noise. So anyhow, cue it up. CITR. We're going to start today with the Arvar Simone song, Lark. Probably heard it on Twin Peaks. Why are we starting with this? I don't know. There's a lot of reasons, none of which I'll disclose. But suffice to say, do you think the tracks of the day trend in a more garish, industrial, plunderphonic sort of tone? But this is a nice, wholesome one. So, you know, there's that too. Okay, talk to you soon.
When I find the day with my mind Why, I look like something's the matter? Ow! I was teaching the kids how to slide.
Well, you always said you'd have something big on that lot someday.
Ha ha.
Ow. Was it a tough session, Daddy?
No. Kid did all right, but they still got a lot to learn. I was teaching them how to catch flies, and I had one of them pitch to me so I could hit some out.
How many did they catch?
Not one.
Huh? Why not?
I didn't hit any.
Not just writing, but scoring.
Hey, hello. Let's queue it up, I guess. And we just heard Charles Manier with the track Urge to Dive off his album Lexus Steroid Abomida. Came out earlier this year. It's one of my favorites from the year, I guess, now that we're in the mood and manner of compiling lists and categorizing our lives, which I advocate for entirely. We are totally lost without these auxiliary means of controlling and considering ourselves. Well, what are we without the scraps of paper on which we imprint our identity? Am I being ironic? Is he being sarcastic? I don't know. Who knows? We're listening to DJ Yo-Yo Dieting with the track Bubble Thug 6. So please enjoy. And then after that, we're probably going to listen to Slim Media Player. Or actually, hold on. No, we're going to listen to Impossible Nothing with a track from the new album Tax M Nomicon. So yeah, stay tuned for that.
First one in the morning, last one to leave at night. That kid was a human dynamo.
Are you sure you're talking about George?
You are, Mr. and Mrs. Costanza.
What the hell did you trade J.P. Una for? He had 30 home runs and over 100 RBIs last year. He's got a rocket for an arm. You don't know what the hell you're doing.
Well, Cuno was a good prospect, no question about it. But my baseball people love Ken Phelps' bat. They kept saying, Ken Phelps, Ken Phelps.
I'm not here. Leave a message.
See, I flicked it right. I saved you from the loop. It's an interesting thing. Music that could, you know, be summed up in a few seconds, or go on indefinitely. So that was from Taxonomicon, by Impossible Nothing. And we heard an excerpt specifically from the track, II-4. But there are many tracks on this album. In fact, there are 26 tracks. One for each letter of the alphabet. And the tracks are styled and such. Capital letter of the alphabet, followed by that same letter in the lowercase formatting. And then number 4. It's interesting to think about this album, which I have still playing in the background. We can tune back in. Ancestors take me on that quest. And we can fade it down. And what we're meant to do with all this, not junk data, but what is foundationally junk, you know, endless just streams and my vocabulary isn't really helping me out right now, but you know, just all this data, all of this, all of these archives, past information, compressed, laid side by side, spat into some, I don't know, unvisited corner of the internet. And how to reconcile that sort of legacy of the information age. Now, what kind of music would that look like? Would it look like what we have here? Organized according to letter of the alphabet, cut into clean 10-minute increments, as every song in this album is. And not so much written as it was recovered. I think a lot of people today, conservative or otherwise, would love to make the argument that nothing made nowadays is really written. It's all reconstituted. Anyhow, Thor, Ragnarok, and Justice League now coming to theaters. You know, check it out. Also had the new Blade Runner movie last month. These are cheap shots, but you know, there you go. It's worth it's worth thinking about. We're gonna go to some advertisements for people who wonder what kind of. I'm gonna adjust my microphone real quick. I like the sound of it in my ears. I'm wearing headphones, so that's why I don't turn my microphone off for that. But we've been going since 3 p.m. If you're ever wondering, hey, what is playing on CITR? What did I hear? And how can I hear it again? You know, consider going to CITR.ca. We have all of our podcasts there. You can recover. Again, just miles, miles, tracks, boxes worth of digital archival materials. It's all there. It'll be there indefinitely for the most part. It'll likely shoot into space. You can still get it one way or another. But yeah, so if you're interested in what play today, you know, check that out there. I'm not really doing a very good job right now. It's not a very performative show. I am just actually tired. Anyhow, if you're wondering what is played, go to CITR.ca. All the podcasts are there. You can see the playlist. But if you've just been tuned in, today we've played, we start off with Au Revoir Simone, the song Lark. Apologies for my terrible French. Then after that we heard Charles Manier, Luxus Steroid Abomida. We heard Express Yo-Yo Dieting. Then we heard Impossible Nothing. And I forgot to play an Eric Copland track. Eric Copland, who just came up with the album Goofballs, Eric Copland of Black Dice. The infamous Noise Project, Black Dice. Forgot to play the song Boogeyman. So actually we're going to play that, and then we're going to go into a break, and then we're going to take things in a much more ambient, industrial sort of direction. You know, so stay tuned. You are, and I want you to know. I never let you take a hold, and I want you to take. See, there it is. I saved you again. Flicked off the switch before you got pulled in too deep. Okay, let's go to some messages.
Nikkei National Museum's Hastings Park 1942 exhibit marks the 75th anniversary of Japanese-Canadian internment. Visit the exhibit until January 13th to see Japanese Problem, a contemporary performance piece which offers a glimpse into a dark episode of history at the Pyrenees Livestock Barn. Nikkei National Museum is located in Burnaby and entry is by donation. Every day, trans folks are targeted for verbal, sexual, and violent harassment, and trans women of color and folks with disabilities are targeted even more disproportionately. The trans community is 4 times more likely than their cis peers to experience suicidal thoughts, with about 20% of trans folks attempting suicide in the last year in Canada alone. Between October 1st, 2016 and September 30th, 2017, there have been 325 reported killings of trans and gender diverse people worldwide. Many of these instances are unresolved, and this statistic does not include unreported cases. However, this violence is often forgotten and ignored by mainstream media. The Transgender Day of Remembrance happens annually on November 20th and is an opportunity to raise awareness and mourn the loss of trans folks all over the world. Come out Monday, November 20th to the Carnegie Hall Community Center for a vigil and memorial from 7:30 to 9:30 p.m.
Boy, let me tell you, these are some good messages, weren't they? Yeah. Okay, so this is CITR 101.9. let's wrap. I'm sitting on the chair, like, with my legs swiveled around the back end, cause I'm with it. This is CITR 101.9 FM broadcasting live from UBC Vancouver. And I don't know, cause I'm just in a silly mood today. It's kind of a frivolous show, but when is it not a frivolous show? We just heard some messages. But before that, we heard a few tracks. We heard John Oswald. I play Oswald all the time. Probably one of the most discreetly influential experimental composers to come out of Canada. And I guess that's the idea, is that if you ascribe to this national identity, you know, we always talk about how we need more Canada. And why don't we talk about the Canadians that did a thing? Well, John Oswald, professor at a university in Toronto, I want to say UT, who did a lot of sound collage work in the 80s. And that was the track Philosophy. And of course, sound collage, if you look at the experimental music landscape, then you're looking at remixing, you're looking at turntablism, you're looking at artists like 106.Point Never, who started off doing things like the kind of plundered loops that John Oswald was doing in terms of sampling. I guess that's what I meant to say, was sampling. Not necessarily collage, though that's what was being created. Oh, goodness. And before that, we heard Eric Copeland with the track Boogeyman off the album Goofballs, which is another one of my year's favorites again. Doesn't matter. Do we make lists? Some people right here in this very building have very stern and reprimanding words for those who would create lists. Well, I say a list is not a bad thing at all. Yes, it's a construct. Yes, it's a construction. Yes, it's artificial. And yes, it's a bit self-aggrandizing. But I suppose I just think all kinds of publishing and writings and putting information out into the world have a hint or whiff of that character to it. So yeah, there you go. I'm not giving you a list unless it's the playlist, which will be continuing now with Slim Media Player, producer, I want to say, from Vancouver Island, actually. And this is a release on the ISLA, or ISLA label, which have done some pretty cool stuff. I think they released some of the Derivatives tracks a while back. And, of course, ISLA themselves, who releases through the label. Basically, what I'm trying to say is they do good stuff. It's from Vancouver. So, again, Yeah, the world needs more Vancouver, something to that effect. This is going to be the track Unintentionally Hurting a Small Flying Creature from SMP. And yeah, great work. Good job. And God bless. Whoops, okay. Had a little error there. But it's okay, we're back. Feeling okay. Nothing irrevocable has been done yet. But, hey. Does kind of switch things up. So let's just put on some nice, ebullient programming. And we'll be right back with you in a moment.
Get away from that horse.
See, you got some new stock.
I warned you last time.
You won't need that rifle, Mr. Jessup.
You heard, Jessup. Drop it.
the last time that I order screens through a magazine ad. They said that if I would mail the money in advance, that they would guarantee delivery within... You did send the money, didn't you, Uncle Joe?
Oh, sure I did.
Well, it was the last $70 we had in the world. In fact, it's Billy Joe's college money.
Oh, I know that, Kate.
Uncle Joe, tell me you didn't spend that money.
I didn't. I invested it.
Oh, in what? What's in those suitcases?
144 cans of Lord and Lady Violet cologne.
You call that an investment?
But wouldn't you? You put out $70, you get back 140, and maybe more.
I think I better sit down.
That's a good idea. I'll explain finance to you.
Before you do that, explain what we're going to do about the mosquitoes coming up from the swamp that are biting us out of business.
Well, that's simple. We'll leave the windows closed.
think time has gotten away from me. I didn't realize it was so soon to the conclusion of our program. But here we are. This is Victorine Meurent's Eva Hess on the cover of Art Forum, May 1970. I was playing that because it's from Ott Void, which is a fantastic tape-based label based in Calgary. And I think I'll be playing some music from them as well. But yeah, wow, I had all these tracks that I totally just zoned out. My goodness. But you know, you too can be a programmer at CITR, is, I think, the edifying factor here. So today we heard Victorine Meurent. We're listening to that right now. Heard Slim Media Player, John Oswald, Eric Copeland, Expressway, Yo-Yo Dieting, Impossible Nothing, Charles Manier, and Arvar Simone. And, yeah. You know, there it is. But, there'll be more queued up next week. And, you gotta stay tuned as well. Because at 4, which is in a minute, we've got a all-access pass. And, you know, full house as usual. Really grown since years past. And that's going to be going until 5 p.m. CITR's accessibility program. And at 5 p.m., we've got Arts Report, as usual, of course. And I think that one's going to be...